"You must bear in mind," said I, "that the royal party made head in England even after the death of the king, and that when they at last fled, they probably left many of their most precious possessions buried behind them, with the intention of returning for them in more peaceful times. My ancestor, Sir Ralph Musgrave, was a prominent cavalier, and the right-hand man of Charles II in his wanderings," said my friend.
"Ah, indeed," I answered.
"Well, now, I think that really should give us the last link that we wanted. I must congratulate you on coming into the possession, though in rather a tragic manner, of a relic which is of great intrinsic value, but of even greater importance as a historical curiosity."
"What is it, then?"
he gasped in astonishment. "It is nothing less than the ancient crown of the kings of England."
"The crown?"
"Precisely. Consider what the ritual says. How does it run? Whose was it? His who is gone. That was after the execution of Charles. Then, who shall have it? He who will come. That was Charles II, whose advent was already foreseen. There can, I think, be no doubt that this battered and shapeless diadem once encircled the brows of the royal Stuarts."
"And how came it in the pond?"
"Ah, that is a question.